You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.
Oh, who knows?
Dude, I'm telling you, the narrative is it's so bad. Like, I've talked to two people this week, and not to get on a tangent with the Rittenhouse thing, but I've talked to two people that are very close to me this week that I will not name, and they both thought that Kyle Rittenhouse killed black people.
Yeah.
They both thought that and almost argued with me over it. And I was like, no, it's not true. No, there were no black people injured or killed in the making of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And the narrative out there is that because he just gets called a white supremacist, that he went out and shot three black people. It's crazy. It really is crazy. People don't know anything that's going on anymore. And I'm not saying that the guy is innocent or not innocent. It looks like he looks like self-defense to me in the videos. But, you know, I'm not like this big. I don't want people thinking I'm some crazy Rittenhouse fan. I don't know the kid, you know. But I just think, you know, the narrative out there, it's just nuts. That's why I was kind of making a joke about Alec Baldwin. Look, Alec Baldwin looks like a dickhead to me, too. I don't know the guy. But he kind of gives me dickhead vibes. But the guy deserves... Kind of?
He's,
you know what I'm saying?
He is the worst.
He looks like a douche, right?
Offenders. Well, it's not even his looks. I mean, just his personality and his persona.
Well, remember what he did to his daughter? Like, and they got the audio of him just being a complete piece of crap to his kid. Yeah.
You know, the age of Hollywood stars and kind of looking up to them has long past now.
Yes.
Now these people are in, you know, there's TMZ came along, Rupert Murdoch. Who, as a Wall Street Journal, he's a media mogul from England, and then he came over here and started like Fox News and Wall Street Journal, and kind of created his own American empire too.
Also, mentoring Ndamukong Suh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he's still alive. He's still alive?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
I believe that's who was mentoring him on the business side of stuff for a minute.
I think he kind of started the people like to see the paparazzi type of stuff. He started these showing celebrities as real people when I think we all knew that celebrities aren't, or they are real people, but we didn't want to see it. We kind of looked up to them like the Clark Gable days where they
you know, put them on this pedestal like this they're almost like demigods.
Yeah, and they weren't in the limelight constantly. They weren't tweeting. You didn't get to know them as people, you know? And I know a lot of celebrities don't do their own Twitters and stuff, but a lot of them do. And you find out, like, oh my God, you're insufferable. You're a douchebag.
Right.
It's kind of just blown over. And I think part of it is that. And then you look at the award shows and stuff, like people used to watch that to see the stars, you know, all together in one night. And now the ratings just tank. They go down and down and down.
Yeah, because a lot of these, like you said, you know, now that we have social media, a lot of these celebrities bury themselves with their social media. Like some of the douchebaggery comes out, you know, and you're like, oh, God, like, I don't like this person at all.
I didn't know Glenn Close was such a bitch. Like,
exactly.
I thought she was kind of like a nice lady.
Yeah.
Mark like Ruffalo was...
Glenn too close. Get away from me. Yeah, I don't like it.
Mark Ruffalo is taking pictures of himself at an Indigenous Peoples rally, and you're just like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
You're the Hulk, man. Come on, be the Hulk.
But at the same time, like, even if I don't like somebody, like Alec Baldwin... You know, I'd be a hypocrite if I thought that he was guilty just because he has a douche face. I think everybody deserves, you know, the benefit of the doubt. Everybody deserves due process, you know, whether I think they're an asshole or not, you know. So I don't know. Like, this Rittenhouse kid could be a real doo-doo face. But from what I've seen, it really looks like self-defense to me. Like, it... You know, I can't believe the trial's even been going on this long.
It was a pretty quick trial, really, for a double murder case. But the deliberations, I mean, we're going on day four.
That's the scary part about it, man. It's like, are they really going to, you know, make this, you know, like have him fall on the sword so that this town doesn't burn? Like, that's crazy. Like, you gotta... At some point, you got to set a precedent and go, look, man, you know, this isn't, you know, this is a court case. You know, this is the judicial system has has to maintain some level of respect here. And it's not, you know, you just got to do it by the book. You got to do it right. And It's self-defense, man. Whether you like him or not, whether you think he had bad intentions or not, the video's right there, man. And if you go watch the video and disagree, there's no talking to you. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Did you see the controversy with that video? There was a drone footage that was presented during the trial that apparently, the prosecution is now accused of altering the video, compressing the quality of the video, and actually trimming it, too, for whatever reason, maybe to cut out a logo or maybe to cut out something that they didn't want, you know, the jury to see.
I would not be shocked, dude. Dude, that prosecutor is a moron. Like, I feel like, you know, the premise of Ted Lasso. Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a major league. So the premise of Ted Lasso is they bring in this goober, super nice guy, but the guy that knows nothing about, European football, soccer. He knows nothing about it. He's never coached it. And they brought him in to sabotage the team because the owner is the lady, and I'm brain farting her name. I watched all the seasons. She hates her ex-husband, but he loves the football team, the soccer team. So she wants it to just crash. So she hires Ted Lasso because she figures the team will suck. And I kind of feel like for some reason they got this guy as a prosecutor to blow this case for some reason. He is a moron, man. Like Rittenhouse looks the sarcastic answers he's giving this guy. And I keep seeing all the clips and they're funny, dude. This guy's bringing up Call of Duty. Yeah. It's unbelievable. He's like, so you played a lot of Call of Duty, huh? And he goes, yes. And Rittenhouse is like, yeah. I'm a teenage boy. We all play Call of Duty. And he goes, and, like, the goal is to shoot everybody. And he's like, well, it depends on what game you're playing within Call of Duty. But, yes, it's a war game. And he goes, yeah, so your job is to maim and kill people. And he goes, sir, it's a video game. He's the way he's talking to this guy. And the guy's just like a jack-off. Then the guy starts talking about, like, hollow point bullets. And he's like, so hollow point bullets are, can you confirm, like, if you shoot an animal, let's say a deer, the bullets explode inside, right? And Kyle Rittenhouse was like, I don't think that's true at all. And then, like, somebody said something. I think the other prosecutor, like, leaned over to him and was like, that's not right. And the guy goes, okay. Well, if you shoot a deer with a hollow point, and then Rittenhouse says, I don't think anybody's ever using those kind of bullets to shoot deers. It's just like,
yeah,
the guy looks like an idiot.
The 18-year-old kid knows more about guns than the prosecutor, which is scary because this guy prosecutes gun crimes.
It's unbelievable. The guy looks like a complete buffoon over and over again. My favorite clip, though, and I laughed so hard. I saw a TikTok, and it's a clip from it. The guy says to Rittenhouse, the prosecutor, he goes, so your TikTok username is Four Doors More Whores? And then Rittenhouse goes, yes. And then it clips away to the TikToker that put it up. It's this young black guy, and he just yells out, man, you don't get no more American than that. Free Kyle! Free Kyle! It's so funny. But to know that they try to bring that up to, like, discredit him. So your TikTok username is Four Doors More Whores? Now I kind of like the kid.
The clip that I saw, too, where he was kind of schooling the prosecutor was, he goes, so, you had, and it went back to that Call of Duty thing. You wanted a gun that was in that game, so you got the AR-15, which I'm not sure that the AR-15's in that
Nobody's using it. I think it's in the game, but it's one of the crappier guns. If you could have any gun on a video game, because it's a fantasy situation, you're not taking a goddamn AR-15. You take an M4 or an AK-47, something better.
Yeah, stupid. So he said, yeah, you wanted to get that gun because he's like, why didn't you bring a pistol, Kyle, to Kenosha? He goes, I would have if I was allowed to own one legally. I'm not allowed to own. He's allowed to own a long gun, but not a handgun at his age. And he just went, okay. And
the other one, I saw another one, too. The prosecutor goes, and that's when you saw fire under the doorway and you ran. And then he goes, and you ran at that point. And then Kyle goes, yes, I did. And he goes, why, Kyle? What were you afraid of? And then he goes, the fire?
It's crazy, dude.
I can't believe it's real, dude.
I haven't
seen. It's unbelievable.
I haven't watched the whole trial. I've just seen, you know, this is kind of an interesting one because this is kind of the first one that's been shown online, the first big major trial that's been shown online. And you can find a lot of the clips on Twitter. And clips aren't great because you miss context sometimes of what happened before. And
it's just crazy to me. It's just nuts. Like, they're barely showing this Arbery trial. And from what I see of that trial, if I had to take a guessy poo, those guys look like racist assholes. They look like at the very least, they should have called the cops and let the cops handle it. But they instigated it. They chased the guy down and put themselves in a situation to get attacked by the guy. And then I had no choice but to shoot him. F those guys. But that's getting no attention. Like the Rittenhouse trial. It's just crazy. Like, I don't get it.
Well, I told you why that one's not getting as much, you know, attention as this one. Because there's defenders and quite many defenders of Kyle Rittenhouse. Nobody's really defending the guys. I don't even know their names, the defendants in that.
I don't either. I just know they look like three Billy Bobs that shot a guy and killed him. Yeah. I don't know.
So, I mean, there's not really anybody defending, so they can't use it as a club to club you with. This one, there's people defending Kyle Rittenhouse, so they go, oh, and then they, you know, smeared him. Can Kyle Rittenhouse, I mean, I'm pretty sure if he's acquitted of this, and I don't know if he's going to be or not, because
if he's not, the judicial system is more broke than we'll ever know.
There was reports of protesters outside of the sequester room for the jury. They could hear protesters outside threatening
and they might be scared
and convict them out of fear, which is turning a page that we don't want to go down that road. And if
I want to know more about these protesters, I want to know what these protesters are protesting when it comes to, like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? It's crazy.
They're protesting white supremacy. And
he
and,
didn't. That's the thing. There's nothing white supremacist about this kid. Nothing.
At least he's got the, you know, he's just associated with Donald Trump and the previous administration. And he was
a sitting American president. You're not allowed to. OK, whatever. Look, I heard somebody say on TV that he was a white supremacist because he was wearing an American flag on his hat that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's an American flag. That's our flag. That doesn't make you a white supremacist, you dumb jack off. That is like the dumbest far left asshole narrative that's going on right now. Jesus, people, you can't associate the American flag with white supremacy. That is so dumb. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched the whole trial. Obviously, I've seen stuff online, and from what I see, it's pretty clear, especially after that high-resolution drone footage came out. It seemed even more clear that it was him. At least, okay, so even if you go, I don't think so. Even after seeing all that stuff, you go, okay. So the burden of proof is on the state, not on Kyle Rittenhouse to prove his innocence. It's up to the state to prove him guilty. You'd have to at least say, as far as I know, I'd like to preface this, but I'm not an attorney. I've never practiced law. But if there's reasonable doubt, at the very least, you still acquit, and he's going to walk out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it. Look, and I said this last night. Even if he was an admitted white supremacist, right? Even if he did have his KKK membership card, bad look, not cool. As a character, he's a piece of crap. But the law. Did he murder people, or was he being attacked and defended himself? Even if he was David Duke himself, you'd have to say David Duke is innocent. He is not a murderer. He was defending himself. Is he a piece of doo-doo? Sure. But that's not what he's on trial for. He's not on trial for his ideology. He's on trial for murdering people. But everybody wants to go, oh, he's a bad guy. Put him in prison forever. No, that's not how the law works, idiot. It's crazy. Wait till you're on trial for something. Then you'll want to have a fair trial. But, it's somebody that the media tells you to hate, so you hate them.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's great. I don't understand why people can't look past into that second step where you go, anything that we put in place now where you go, yeah, I don't like this guy. I don't care if he doesn't get a fair trial. Let's intimidate the jury. Let's get the verdict that we want. I mean, eventually, that power, you could lose grip on that power, and then your opposition gets control of that power. And then they go, tit for tat. You did it to me. We're doing it to you now. It's just, you got to be cognizant of that. And people are not good at that at all. Just knowing that it could happen to you.
It's sad, man. It's the same way with people saying, if you're not vaccinated, the hospital shouldn't treat you for a wound or for an illness or something. Are you really saying these things out loud? You jack off. This is the United States of America. Penis face. Like, come on, get a grip.
Yeah.
All right, you want to take this phone call?
Sure.
All right. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Hey, Johnny Bell. This is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Long-time B-hole. You guys are saying so many smart points about this trial. And, God, everybody that's commenting online and stuff, oh, my gosh, I never want them to be on my jury. You know what I'm saying?
We're just trying to use common sense, Jordan. I'm not picking sides. I don't care about any of these people. Totally. I don't know them personally. I still believe in the Constitution. I still believe in what this country is supposed to stand for. And that's what the annoying part is, It's just everybody deserves due process and a fair trial.
I'm such a Bill of Rights absolutist and all this stuff. If you do something bad to my friend, I still want, this might sound like a hyperbole, but I still want you to have the best defense possible. I don't want anybody to be locked up. I have this hypothesis, okay? You know how we look back on slavery now and think, oh my gosh, how could we do that to people? I'm predicting that in the future, a couple hundred years, we're going to look back in the fact that we used to cage conscious homo sapiens. We used to cage them, and we're going to look back on that and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we did that. I think that's the next major, major philosophical change in our future as a species.
I don't think it'll be 200 years, Jordan. I think you're being very optimistic. I think our the fall of society is happening right in front of our face. And if we have human beings walking around on this big giant blue marble in 100 years, that would be a miracle. So I don't know, man. But thanks for being a giant b-hole, buddy, and appreciate you calling.
Love you guys. Hey, and Will, that was me messaging you on Instagram. Whiteboard. Yeah. All right.
Oh, brother. Yeah. What's up, dude?
All right, pal. Have a good one.
Later.
Later. There you go. Boy. All right. Let's take another one. This will probably be good. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
What's happening? The reason they're going after this kid is because he was interrupting a nice, peaceful protest. Is the way that they want to see it, they want to have their peaceful protest without any police or any interference whatsoever. So he's an enemy, no matter what about the defendants. I'm not even going to say about everyone knows what their history was and what they said to him. That's all out of the way. But, a guy from Seinfeld says the same word 20 years ago. He's canceled forever. But all those other people are heroes. And this kid Kyle is the total enemy number one. That's the other side's, point of view.
Well, the thing, Daryl, there probably was a ton of people out there that were protesting peacefully, but you get a few of the opportunists, a few of the rebel rousers, a few of the whack jobs that look at it as an opportunity to rage. And it's usually these, dumb white guys in their young 20s. I think about when the George Floyd
that's
thing happened.
What it was.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But when
that's
the George...
what it was in this situation, too.
That's
the problem with all of this. That's the blindness of they're blind. It's false information if you show them the light. But anyway,
that's not good for the news, Daryl. Come on, buddy.
No, it's not news. Everybody knows the news is dead. It's all political commentary.
I don't think everybody knows. There's still ask the ladies on The View. I think they believe in it.
I think they're the ones that are actually going to bring down their whole house of cards because how stupid they are. But that's not really why I called. Joe Buck has got to go. That guy is so obnoxious. He's like a little ferret that acts like he's got 400. The guy that's Joe Buck.
Oh, the baseball son?
baseball. Yeah, I think he's doing the Patriots game. It's all about him. He won't even let the plays develop. It's, oh, I'm Joe Buck, and I'm a 4'2" big guy, and I'm going to talk over it. That guy has got to go, man. He's worse than everything I hear on the news. Please stop him.
No.
Please.
I'll take him over Chris Collinsworth.
I don't know who that is. I'll have to look into it. But anyway, love you guys. Bye-bye.
Later, man. There you go. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like we talk about this way too much. You know, really, we beat it, and we beat it to death. But I really hope a lot of this stuff is just so overplayed that people really do start, like, waking up and going, what the hell is going on? Like, this is – we're being duped. You know what I mean? Like, we really are being duped here. And it's crazy.
Did you see that MSNBC got banned from the Rittenhouse trial?
Because, for what?
So they claimed that this guy who had been working for MSNBC, he got stopped by a cop because he was following the bus that carries the jury.
Oh, boy.
You can't be doing that.
Unbelievable.
And they do it, you know, they want to get info on him, offer him interviews and stuff after a trial's over. That's at best, you know.
You're endangering these people's lives if you expose who they are.
Yeah. Totally.
Unreal.
There you go. Oh, I know who this guy is. I'm going to go talk to his wife. Hey, what do you think about your husband on the
what
trial?
What a scumbag,
here?
Man. That is you know what I mean? That's the problem, man. That's what, like, people thought of TMZ back in the day, you know? Now, honestly, I respect TMZ more than most news now.
Yeah.
And that's sad. You know, at least they do their due diligence before they break stories. You remember they were the first ones to break Kobe Bryant dying, but they waited to get verification. They got it before all the big news outlets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
I would give MSNBC the benefit of the doubt that they're just trying to get information for after the trial's over if there had been so many instances of them not doing that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Where they just go and show up on you know, some lady's porch. And this is when you talk about enemy of the people, you know. I don't necessarily agree with that all the time, but when you go and you find this lady who's on a 4chan board or whatever, or Facebook page, and it turns out it was created by some Russian, what do you call those, troll farm things?
Yeah.
And they go, hey, you're, and then they accuse her of being, you know, a Russian asset, and it's just some old lady boomer, you know, messing around on Facebook saying that she likes Trump. And then they go and stick a camera in her face. I mean, that's like enemy of the people. She has no power. You know, has no institutional power whatsoever. She's just a pleb, you know, and they go and make a story out of her, and she gets harassed. And they also did it to that guy. Remember the guy who made the video of Nancy Pelosi slowed down so it sounded like she was drunk?
Yeah, it's like she's drunk. It was hilarious.
And the Daily Beast went and found him. And that guy got fired from his job because he made a stupid meme video.
My
God. As a joke. So I would give them the benefit of the doubt, but clearly they do this where they just go after normal people.
They want blood, man. They want blood. Yeah. It's disgusting. I know.
So
I agree.
I wouldn't trust it. Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen to that person. That seems like jury tampering. Like, there could be charges brought up on that. But again, I'm not a lawyer. I've never practiced.
You're listening to an original 102.5 The Bone Podcast.